And we are live here. This is JDC, Compass Your Life. Today, our topic is take your time, hurry up, and get out of your own way. JDC, welcome back. How are you today?
Ah, man, I'm doing amazing. It's awesome. I'm excited. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's happy, you know, because if you heard the last one about New Mind, New Year.
We also have the new action.
New actions, all of that.
It's going to be good.
Hey, I'm excited. It is a new year for me. I'm looking forward to a lot of great things. And I hope you are too. I mean, even if you're in the worst place in your life, can it get worse? Probably. Can it get better? I think so. So let's look forward to getting better instead of being looking bad.
And yeah, stuck in a mess.
You know, we are free and free at last. You know, Martin Luther King said that, right?
Yeah.
But the Bible says that we are free. And free indeed.
Amen. 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 So we have a few announcements before we actually get started on our topic. We have a few shout outs. Let's give a shout out to, go ahead.
I'm excited because these are our first subscribers, followers,
two
right?
Followers.
And we have Andrea Crispin.
Andrea Crispin is one of our first followers.
Yes. And our second one is Mr. John Cruz,
John Cruz.
And so I'm excited. Thank you, guys. Forward it, share it with your friends, tell everybody. I'm looking forward to more followers. I want to be able to be used by the Lord to help and to inspire and to motivate and to move to action and to change lives by way of the Word of God, you know.
Amen.
Just applicable to our lives, you
amen,
know.
Amen.
Get direction into where we need to go. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, man. So we have a little something for you guys. Hopefully towards the end of the show, we'll give you specifications and details on how you can go about getting your gift for being our first two followers.
Yes. And everybody that follows, I want to get them a gift.
Awesome. You know?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. And you know, Andrea, thank you for the comment that you posted on his page. It was great. You know, we love to hear the feedback. We love to know that we're doing well. And I'm so glad to hear that it's helping your life. Continue doing that. And those of you who are listening now, please continue. I mean, just start commenting on some of the stuff so we know that we're actually doing a good thing for you. And what did you think about that comment that Andrea posted?
Well, number one, I felt gratitude. I was grateful.
Amen.
And number two, I felt inspired to continue on forward because, you know, it did something good for her. And the second one, Mr. John Cruz, it also inspired me because it challenges me that I need to go on further to help more.
Amen.
So I want to do more.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do more. So we're here today. We're talking about take your time, hurry up, and get out of your own way, man. That is.
Yeah.
Potent.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I remember myself, right? And people will criticize me because I'm standing here, but yet I'm all the way 90 miles away.
Mm.
That was too fast.
Wow.
I was way over there when I had to take care of things here. I don't know if that's ever happened to you.
It definitely has happened to me.
But yeah, that was me. That was me. And then I wanted to take my time because people would tell me, take your time. Why are you such in a hurry? Where are you going? Relax, blah, blah, blah. But I couldn't understand or put it together what take your time means.
Mm.
You know. Then I got into the Word and I read, be still and know that I am God.
Mm.
And I didn't know what that meant because I don't know how to be still. I didn't know how to sit down, relax. I was triple ADD, ADHD, all of that.
You were like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still like that, just a little bit more modified, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, everyone always says that when they're around you, man, they just get zapped with energy.
I'm a zappy guy, man. I'm just excited. But you know, the take your time is key. It's very important to take your time. Then I received from In Touch Ministries, I received a devotional. And it was speaking to me about, you know, take your time. It was more how to learn how to wait on the Lord and what waiting is. And I never forget this example. You know, if you're in a good restaurant, the waiter waits on you, yes? And the waiter knows exactly when you need more water, when you need more food, when you need more of anything.
Right.
The waiter that doesn't know how to wait on you, right, is on you like a fly. It's like, are you okay? Is everything good? Do you need more water? You need this? You need
that? Yeah, horrible with timing.
Horrible. horrible. And you're having a good conversation and they're butting in. They just don't know.
You give them that look like...
Yeah. So I didn't know either. I didn't know how to wait, how to move in. I was just moving in. One speed, man. A mile an hour.
That's the same person. You're like, can you go help somebody else, please?
Yeah. Yeah. So waiting, you know, taking your time. Then I learned what taking your time means. Mm. And taking your time has to do with trust.
Wow.
Yes. Take your time has to do with trust. And it's not trusting you, because you're going to mess it up.
Right.
It's going to happen.
That's right.
So you cannot even trust in you. The only thing you can trust in you is that you're going to do something. We don't know how good it's going to be or how bad. You're just going to do it. But the trust is trusting the Lord. Mm. You know, trusting God. You know, the reason for that, in His Word, He says that His ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so, when you get to understand that, then I came to the conclusion rather quickly that, you know what, let me do it God's way. Mm. And you know what? If, in fact, we have the mind of Christ, then let me take on those thinking. And let me trust in His thoughts for me. Because in Jeremiah, He talks about His thoughts are for us to prosper and have a good future. It's a good indication that there is a bad success and there's a good success. So I wanted the good success, not the bad success. I'm not going to get into what's bad success and what's good success, none of that. I think it's pretty much self-explanatory. But when you're with the Lord and you become successful to whatever standards you are looking to get, then that becomes good success. Mm. And so that's when I quickly realized I need to do it God's way.
And JDC, that makes so much sense. Because when you're telling somebody who, when you were talking about the old you, how you just kept going and going, and the reason why you had lack of trust is because you just felt like you had to take care of it. I have to get more. I have to keep going. It's not there yet. And that makes so much sense that taking your time requires trust. I've never, ever in my life heard it that way.
You know? You know what the thing is too? The media and society has brainwashed us that if we don't take action now, we're losers. If we don't go ahead and get it now, we missed out. And you know what? That's a half truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the whole truth is, listen to God. If the Lord says go, you go. He says stay, you stay. He says stop, you stop. You know, it's like that Chris Tomlin songs. You know, wherever you go, I'll go.
Yeah.
That one. You know, it's powerful because you get to learn to take your time. Yeah. And here's another interesting thing. I quickly learned too that the speed of God, man can never have it. And I remember in 2006, the Lord told me that He was going to slow me down in the physical and speed me up in the spiritual. I didn't understand until years later. Mm. And I'm living proof right now of that fact. God slowed me down in the physical, but I can tell you this, I'm very fast in the spiritual.
Amen.
Very fast.
Amen.
Praise God, because it's all because of His ways and His thoughts.
That's so, so awesome, man. Can you help clarify to some of the audience? Because, you know, I had this question a while of my life. When people say wait on God, or, you know, to take your time and wait on God, there's a way to do it, you know? And I didn't understand that. I just thought you sit there and wait. Now, some people take it too literally, where they just do absolutely nothing to wait, you know, and you know, it's a little ridiculous at
times.
Well,
you know,
what is the right? How do you wait on God? Like, there has to be.
That's a very good question, yeah. And I remember going through that too. How do you wait on the Lord? Yeah. And let's go back to the example of the waiter. You're in a restaurant. A quality restaurant has quality waiters. A sloppy restaurant most likely gonna have sloppy waiters. And I'm not trying to be judgmental here. But the truth is that you get what you pay for, yes?
Right.
So if you're in a good quality restaurant, the waiter is attentive. That's a key word. Mm. You must be attentive to the voice of the Lord.
Wow.
Waiting is not sleeping.
Mm.
Waiting is not your eyes open and your mind sleeping. Waiting is being attentive to the need of others. So the waiter that's waiting on you is attentive to see that your water has gone down, so therefore I put more water.
And they have it ready.
It's ready.
It's not like
so the same thing. Yes, you're waiting. Is you're attentive to the Lord. When he says go, you go. When he says hold on, you hold on. When he says stop, you stop. If he says sit, you sit. You're attentive to that voice, the voice of the Lord.
Now let's talk about people who have never had a relationship with God or don't even believe, you know, in God, which, you know, we're not here to push God down anybody's throats. But what if, like, there's some people who are listening to this and may go, I don't understand. How is that you be attentive to something you can't see or something that I can't hear?
Well, you can't see the voice in your mind, but I know that you have a voice in your mind. You listen to your voice that maybe your mom used to talk to you, your dad used to talk to you, a friend, some influential person, or someone who has threatened you before. You may have fears and you listen to that voice. The idea is to quiet down all those voices. And then the voice of the Lord, you're going to hear it. Because God said in his word that if you seek him, you will find him.
Mm. So the first step is to actually want to.
Yes, be open to want to hear from God.
Right.
And see, God is a gentleman.
Yeah.
He will never push himself on you. He will do whatever you say. I'm not saying that he's a manipulated being or a person or as some people think, you know, he has to move on your behalf when you call it. No, that's not what I'm saying. However, I am saying is that he's a gentleman. And gentlemen, if you notice, you know, gentlemen, they open the door for you. They immediately are eager to help. They're right there, available. And if you ask him to do something, they do it, right? So the Holy Spirit, God, is a gentleman. So you have to want and you have to allow. And he's faithful to do. And that's beautiful.
Amen.
You know, so building that relationship is important to do that. So waiting. Let's go now into hurry up and get out of your own way.
Let's do that.
All right. I mean, you know, it's a little bit like, what are you talking about? Wait and then hurry up. Get out of your own way. What does that mean?
Yes.
Well, yes, it means we talked about waiting. Okay. Now let's talk about, you know, the faster you get out of your own way, the better it is for everyone.
Yeah.
Including yourself.
Mm.
All right. So what's an example of that is I'm wanting to take care of something and I'm going to be in my own way by my thinking, my beliefs, my fears, my doubts, my eagerness, my lack of eagerness, my laziness, my desire to do more than I should do. You know, there's people that just do too much. And it's like, oh, slow down, bro. Get out of here. You know, timing is important. You know, and getting rid of that thing or those things that are in the way of you going forward to where you need to go is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
And so we all have things that we need to get out of our way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, when I first started out, one of the things that was in my way was doubt and fear and low self-esteem. And the lack of not being enough, you know, I thought I was not enough. And I thought I was in the right way. And I thought I couldn't speak the right way. And my accent. And so many things that, what? You know.
So it's like you getting in your own way.
Because it got nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
However, you know, if you have issues in those areas, you want to self-develop that. You want to ask God to help you. You want to read books about it. You want to get help on that. Because the faster you improve in those areas is the faster that you get to where you need to go. Because sometimes we delay the process and sometimes we want to hurry the process. And we have to understand that the process is the process.
That's right.
Yeah. There's nothing more, nothing less. It is the process.
Wow.
So, you know, making it faster or making it slower is counterproductive to the outcome.
Right. Now, you know, one thing that helped me get out of my own way, because I used to do the same thing. I realized that it was very selfish, you know, and I hate being called selfish, even though we all are, you know what I mean? We're all very selfish. We all want some of our own things, but you know, there's just that term where you're above selfish and it's all about you. The world revolves around you type thing. When you get in your own way, it's a very selfish attitude, because there's things in you that people need to hear that will help them get out of their own way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So the fact that you're stuck on your insecurities, oh, I can't because I'm like this, you're holding other people back as well.
Absolutely.
And it's such a selfish thing to do, because people need to hear some of these things.
Absolutely.
What if God has placed certain people in your life to hear exactly that, but then you're scared?
Selfish.
So now they miss it.
Yeah.
Now this person is stuck another month, year, weeks, days in their mess because you were afraid to say something.
Yeah, stuck on you.
It's just so selfish.
Stuck on you.
You don't grow and the people around you don't grow.
Right.
You know, and it made me realize, man, like, I'm selfish like that? Oh, no, 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 no. And I began to believe, man, that everybody around me needed to hear what I had to say. So I would just say it, you know? I would just say it. You got to hear this really quick, you know? I almost took it so literal that, you know how when you're on, like, the bus and you look around and, like, everybody's there and you're like, man, why is it that God placed these people on the bus at the same time that I'm here? Is there a reason? Should I just say something? You know what I mean? But, you know, I didn't take it to that extreme, but it did come in my head. But yeah. It really helped me to hurry up and get out of my own way.
Yes.
Just the fact that other people were counting on what I might have to say.
Yeah, that's very important. And to realize that is also important.
Yeah.
And I think we need to become aware. So today, if I would ask you to make a list of all the things that you believe are in your way of getting to where you need to go. It could be that you believe you have not enough finances. You don't have a good job. You don't know how to, you know, talk, speak to people. You're not a people person. You lack love. Whatever it is, you have too much debt. Whatever it is, make the list. Because that's important in knowing where to start. And so go over it. Pray it. Ask the Lord to find you the way to get out of your own way, and He's faithful to do it. I mean, this is my experience. I'm only talking about my experience and how the Lord brought me from nowhere to somewhere. And, you know, how exciting it is to live the life I'm living now as a result of obeying and walking in righteousness. And, you know, when you make that list, do something very bold, and that is praise and worship the Lord.
Amen.
It doesn't matter if your list is bad or the worst thing you could ever imagine, because just remember, it just is what it is.
Right. Nothing more, nothing less.
That's right. Don't make it worse than what you think it is, because it's not. Don't make it better than what you think it is, because it's not. So just, it is what it is.
That's right.
And worship God and pray it up, because on the next one, I want to help you to move forward.
That's right.
Until then, this is JDC at Campus Your Life. Hey, be content, never complacent, always go for more. What a shame if you don't. God bless you.
If you like today's episode and you'd like to connect with JDC, please follow him on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at JDeServo. We'd love to hear back from you guys. Please leave some comments. You can go to the contact info section on the Podomatic profile, and you can record your comment, or you can just write one in. Send them some pod mail. That way we can give gifts to those who became followers. That's especially for Andrea Crispin and John Cruz. So just go to the pod mail and send in some of your information so we can get a gift out to you, okay? Also, please hit the link, the send to a friend, so we can increase his viewers and get this podcast moving so we can continue to bless you guys. and help you move forward. Thank you. Have a blessed day.